Who blocked their landlord? Lou. Yes, I did. Well, both of them. I'm not taking this shit no more. I ain't taking that shit no more. No, I ain't taking that shit no more. The baddies and I are moving. There was a little trepidation after the initial exuberation of finding a place. Did I even say that story? Oh, shit, I can't remember where you guys are up to. There's a crazy episode on the Ethical Slut. a spoiler alert. Like, I talk about how I peed in a bucket. Well, it's not really a bucket. It's a bin. It's like an office bin that's currently a recycle bin, but it's kind of bucket sized. And when I was disabled, when I was really, you know, I used to have to piss in a bucket for a long time because, I could only sit in a certain kind of crouching position. And so bedpans didn't work. Anyway, TMI maybe. But what am I thinking? You're one of my listeners. Like, you're here for the TMI, right? Hello, slidey cushion. Man, I always feel like I just don't want to tell the story. I'm just so fucking, like, Jesus. All right. So, there's text correspondence with my landlords yesterday. That's just, yeah, I just can't even. My landlords are just like, I can't even, and so now I've had to block them both. So I've already given them a heads up that I was unavailable until Monday. And then because I've been having my phone on airplane mode because I've been stressed about them contacting me. Because at least, like, yeah, anyway, it's just... all these different weird hypervigilant behaviors trying to manage the situation, but some better than others. Really glad that I took the key out of the letterbox at 6 p.m. after he'd been and gone and not come into the house. He'd gone to check out the back fence and was surprised to find that he was going to come into the house at 6:30 p.m. He went away and came back. And that's creepy because the agreement was the afternoon. It was bad enough that the window was so broad and that there was they said he would try to send a text. How hard is it, like, when you're getting in the car before you leave to go somewhere else, to send a text to say, I'm coming over? And she supports him. He's the landlady. She was the one that I talked to. I made it very clear that, you know, I checked for clarity about that, because when she said he would try to text, I was like, when you say try, does that mean he might not? And she's like, yes. Well, I already said that two times, but, you know, in a certain context, something doesn't sound, you know, like that. And so I specified, and she was like, yes, he may not be able to. That's ridiculous. How can she support that argument? Like, what the fuck? He can't sit and say, I'm leaving now, be there in, you know, like, make a judgment of roughly how long it takes to drive from A to B. For fuck's sake. That's why they tried to woo me back yesterday, but with saying with cheaper rent and shit like that. But I just, like, no. I've had it. And the new guy, I've set some provisions with him that I'm now feeling more comfortable about moving in, which is clean your shit up before I give you a deposit. Because he did have, I mean, granted, he was caught off guard when I went over there. And you may not even know this story. I might have to go back and backtrack. And at some point, maybe I'll introduce you to Lee and tell you the story or something like that. My brain is scrambled. I mean, I've had to block my fucking landlords. That's that's kind of blowing my mind. Like, I'm setting boundaries for the first time. I've been living here 18 years and I'm finally setting some boundaries. And when, sorry, I'm jumping all over the place, but when they, like, normally I'm very, very flexible. Like, they just expect me to be, clearly, very flexible about, like, too flexible, 6:30 at night. He was going to, like, take the key out of my letterbox and go into my house after saying it would be the afternoon. That just creeps me out even more with him. I just can't be around him. So anyway, I'm going to make them observe the legal requirements. Like, you can, you know, legally negotiate with the tenant and that's all fine. But if that's not possible, then you can insist as a tenant that they, you know, send you a written notice. There's a particular form and it's got to be 24 hours before, and it needs to be a window of 2 hours. And yeah. So that's going to be interesting, them trying to adhere to that. They're going to spaz out, probably. But my stuff is booked in to a storage space near where I'm moving to, which is actually someone's garage. A lovely sounding man. Seems nice. His name's Glenn. So yeah, he's got like a carport separate from the house, and it's 6 meters by 3 meters. Sorry, I can't convert that for you. Yankee Doodle Dandies. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Hey, shout out to Jill, who's still listening at this point. Hey, Jill. Yeah. I feel like, since I visited Sydney, like, I know you a little better. So, yeah. Did you tell Daniel that I pissed in a bucket? Just curious. Anyway, back to my landlord stuff. I don't know. This is so discombobulated, this episode. I do apologize, even to Jill, especially to Jill, for the frustration, for any frustration caused. Yeah, so they're going to need to do that from now on. And, oh, yeah, so I've got this storage space, and it's all, like, watertight, weatherproof. That's the one. It's weatherproof. And it's big enough for me to put all my shit, and that's in 1 week's time. So I think I can stall them from having to have face-to-face contact for a week, hopefully. Today's Friday here, and so that's Friday that I got the space booked from. I still have to book the movers, but I'll just do that a few days before on Airtasker, which is like TaskRabbit. Yeah. For you, my Yankee Doodle Dandies. Yankee Doodle, yes indeed. I've been smoking too many bongs, trying to save my weed. Also, I got made a bong by Dan. Dan, who's so pissed at me because I didn't, like, swoop in and rescue him. Oh, Chef Dan, you are a child man. God damn. I said to him, nah, man, like, I'm sorry I can't be there for you, but I just found out that Craig's moving out. And, like, in his mind, that was a small thing that I could surely set aside in order to merely put on a heat pack for him while he was in dire need. Coming down off ice. Or, no, it was bad ice. And it was like the time that he ended up having to go to hospital, he said. And I must admit, I did feel like I was a callous bitch, because there's another time recently where I drew a boundary with him. I'm getting better with my boundaries, people. I'm getting better with my boundaries, with saying, hey, oi, or just whoop, disappear so they can't, you know, they can't transgress the boundary. Do a bit of Matrix shit. Like Neo and sliding past the bullets. Yeah. Slowing down. Paying attention. Not trying to look everywhere at once. That's what it's all about. You put your boundaries in. You put your feelings out. Then you listen. And you work it all out. You get in touch with your feelings and you tell them to the people you care about. And that's what it's all about. You put the love in, you get the love out. But if people are being assholes, then you gotta push them out. If they're only hurting you, you gotta start to think, is this really good for me or them being a dick? Enabling someone being a dick. These are difficult things, ethical nuances. Makes my mind blitz. Fritz. All the way to my clit. All right, darlings. Ciao for now.